Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey listeners, welcome to Amalia Anthology. Here, you can find a collection of our most read pieces on amalia.com, read by the authors themselves, so that you and our readers can enjoy your favourite articles in a new way. This episode, Afaf Assad is reading her piece, Racing Against the Speed of Life. Enjoy.
Racing Against the Speed of Life, read by Afaf Assad. I sometimes feel like the silly kid on a beach with a shovel and a dream to find water, knowing that the ocean is right there, easily within reach. But if I dig, it will be a discovery. It will be on my own terms. I know that eventually waves of reality will splash onto the shore and engulf my hole, or even engulf me whole, and the lesson will wash me into adulthood, the brashness of Mother Nature. An economics professor once reminded me of the classical Latin phrase, become who you are. He said, really, Afaf, who countries are is based on a verdict, by them or by others. Either way, they'll just become that eventually. As he spoke, my mind drifted beyond economics. Who do we tell ourselves that we are, and who guides that decision? As we grow, we enlist ourselves as servicemen who wear accomplishments as badges of honor. You and your friends voluntarily march, like upstanding citizens, down stages to get degrees, aisles to get married, and down assembly lines at work. We think we can still be us and maximize how happy everyone is and who we are. If even the Mona Lisa fits in a frame, why can't I? The 20s are therefore a strange age. You are too aware to ignore that something is wrong as you occasionally bump into the edges of your gilded cage, but not enough control to break out of it, too brave to stay quiet, but too inexperienced to slow events as they snowball, because a body has limited room to defy its skeleton, we concede, no matter how many muscles we build. Whether through relationships or through jobs, we start thinking we'll defy the odds. We shake our heads at nudges from our friends, shrug at suggestions from our family, until we just don't anymore. Because while the lucky of us are told to leap, we are also pushed and pulled by modern-day social media or traditional family encouragement. So we must choose. Benchmark yourselves against others or get benched out of the game. Look around you. We're either in a rut as we try to identify who we are, or in a rush to become the best versions of who we think we should be. Routines are inevitable genetic disorders, or rather, genetic orders. They are well-intentioned. We become doctors for our parents, get married because the good ones are going, and keep jobs to pay bills. Even and sometimes especially those of us who live in a cultural melting pot are made hyper-aware of who we aren't, and thus hypersensitive of who we need to be. In this fight to take on the jungle reality, we hope to build nests based on compatibility, even if, like dust, we settle. The home may rise less with laughter, but it will fall less ill with stress. It's an emotional cost you can afford now, even if it pinches. Better than a broken home. Better than no home at all. That's the thing. When we're younger, we feel like routines are so temporary and so rectifiable. Sometimes, to have a peace of mind, you have to forego a piece of your heart. Until the piece gets too big. Until it gets life-changing. Then we're signing papers, trapped in a 9-to-6, looking for that next weekend escape. Blink, and you'll miss someone getting engaged, or a dozen promotions. So fast is our pursuit of happiness, so effective the anesthesia we take to numb it, that we lose track of why we are here, and how many other ways there are to get there. That's when we realize that we don't run towards our big life choices. They don't even rush up behind us and wrestle. Some are the morning alarm that we set for ourselves, but still snooze for as long as we can. Some float towards us so smoothly that it's easy to tangle with them, convinced that it's fate as opposed to a coordinated set of winds. Some creep up to us, whisper in our ear, "A it's time. So sound the buzzer. Let yourselves lag every now and then, even if it feels like you're losing. Maybe our greatest contributions to society can be in keeping pieces of ourselves. Maybe our disobedience to social order does not have to be chants or writings on the wall, but subtle rearrangements of our daily routines, who we choose to love, and how we choose to express it. Play the blank canvas challenge. If your world was yours to craft, what would you draw? Now try, and possibly fail, to get there. Yes, it's probably unfeasible to afford the job we want or to fight for who we want, but at least we'll know why not, and the fortunate of us who are offered a shot will know where to aim. And what if you're one of the ones who succeed? So yes, call me a silly kid in a hole, fighting the inevitable. But years later, when I take my own children to the beach, I'll still smother them in sunblock and pass them a shovel.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to this episode of the Amalia Anthology series. If you would like to be a part of the anthology series or want to interview an elder, get in touch at contribute@amalia.com. If you enjoy the podcast and wish to support our production, head on over to amalia.com/support. Like, share, subscribe, and we'll see you on the next one.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.